today in Israel, Eretz Yisrael, and most of the world, celebrated Yom HaAtzma'ut, celebrated Israel Independence Day. And we all know May 4th, it was the 73rd birthday of the State of Israel. May 14th, 1948, so it's clearly not the English anniversary. So the Hebrew date of May 14th, 1948 was Hey Iyar, the fifth day of Iyar. So May 14th, 1948 is the fifth day of Iyar. And that's what it was. So therefore, since we celebrated today, so the assumption is that today must be Hey Iyar. Today, yesterday, because we're on the next day already. However, I looked at the calendar, it was not Hey Iyar. Today was Gimel Iyar. So I guess they just made a mistake and celebrated the wrong day. Is that what happened?
Gimel?
Today was Gimel Iyar. We're in Thursday night now, so it's Dalet Iyar.
Of course, Tuesday was Rosh Chodesh. I mean, the day, yes, of course.
That's right. Rosh Chodesh was Monday and Tuesday. So Tuesday was 1, Wednesday 2. So I don't get it. Was it a mistake? Like, people forgot to look at the calendar? I don't think it's that simple. So it goes. So let me explain what's going on. Most people don't have a clue. They either don't know it's the fifth of Iyar, or they just assume that. Which, why wouldn't you? Like, you assume whatever day they put on the calendar is usually right, so you go with it. So how do we explain this? And this isn't an unusual occurrence. I'd say this is a usual occurrence. What I mean is. It's a usual occurrence not to celebrate on the fifth day of Iyar. What do I mean by that? Like, why would that be, if the day is the fifth of Iyar, why would there be a usual occurrence not to? So let me go back and explain. There are only a Jewish, we know we work with the lunar calendar, we have our own calendar, and certain Jewish holidays can only happen on certain days. So Pesach can only happen on certain days of the year. And as well, Yom HaAtzma'ut could only happen on certain days of the year, the way our calendar is set up. So I believe the days are for Yom HaAtzma'ut, it could only fall on a Monday, a Wednesday, a Friday, and a Shabbos. Those are the, what I mean to say is the fifth day of Iyar, I should put it, could only fall out on four days of the week. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. So those are the 4 days a week the fifth of Iyar could come out. And it always comes out, the way the calendar is set up is, it's always the day before Pesach. That, in other words, let's figure it out. So in other words, when was the first Seder this year? When was the first day of Pesach? Saturday night, Sunday.
Yes.
So Sunday was the first day of Pesach. Yom HaAtzma'ut is always the day before. So therefore, Yom HaAtzma'ut would fall out on Shabbos. Well, at least Hey Iyar falls out on Shabbos, yet we seem to celebrate, many celebrated today on Gimel Iyar. So what's that all about? So what happened was the chief rabbinate figured
In its wisdom
figured out that it's going to be a problem here, because any time 5th of Iyar is going to be on Friday or Saturday, we're going to have a big Chilul Shabbos problem. We're going to have a big problem. It's going to lead to desecration of the Shabbos, because, you know, you have religious people celebrating one way, you have secular people. One of the ways to celebrate definitely among the secular, is you have the airplanes flying, you have the barbecues, you have many different, you have concerts, you have different events going on. So therefore, the rabbis, chief rabbinate said that we can't have it on Shabbos or Friday, so we're going to move it back until Thursday. So anytime, what?
So you maxed it.
I can't hear.
So you maxed it, make it earlier, not later.
You move it up to Thursday, so instead of having it on Friday or Saturday, you move it to Thursday. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did this year. If Hey Iyar falls out on Shabbos, and in Israel they celebrated it on Yom Chamishi. And as well, it's another day, it could fall out on Monday. When it falls out on Monday, the chief rabbinate pushed it off to Tuesday. What's wrong with Monday? Like, why would you have to push it off to Tuesday? Because in Israel, the day preceding Yom HaAtzmaut is Yom HaZikaron. Is the day of remembering all the Israeli soldiers, and not just soldiers, all the people who have given up their lives over the years. And therefore, that would be, so if Monday / Sunday night is the beginning of Yom HaAtzmaut, that means Saturday night would be the beginning of Yom HaZikaron. Again, that will lead to Chilul Shabbos problems. Hence, they pushed it off from Monday to Tuesday. There's only one day during the week that you could celebrate a Bo Bayom. There's only one out of 4 days where you could celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut on the fifth day of Iyar. And that is Wednesday. When Yom HaAtzmaut falls out on Wednesday, Israel celebrates on Wednesday. There are four possible days of the week it could come out. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday, Saturday. So if it's Friday, Saturday, we move it to Thursday. And if it's Monday, we move it to Tuesday. So there's only one out of 4 days where we actually celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut on the fifth day of Iyar. That's what comes out interesting based on the quirks in the calendar that you would think, you know, like it's an exception to push it off. I'm saying it's not an exception. It's the exception when we actually have it on that day. So we'll get to it. So that's just some historical background and facts. So the question is, do we have any precedent for this? Pesach falls out on Shabbos this year, let's go change it. Sukkot falls out on this date. Is it some galechter? What do you mean? I don't like the date today. Could you just change dates of holidays? So obviously, it's clearly different. Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuot are biblical holidays, so obviously we can't change them. But Yom HaAtzmaut is a relatively recent holiday, 1948. So the question is, does the chief rabbinate have any precedent that when there's some issues that you could change the date? So perhaps they do, perhaps they don't. So what are some examples? So number one is Tzom Gedaliah. Tzom Gedaliah, according to many, actually fall out on Rosh Hashanah. But they say we don't want to have Tzom Gedaliah in Rosh Hashanah, so we move it off to the day after Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean? You're just pushing. So we see, whatever the reason is, we see that there is, that, and Tzom Gedaliah already is Midivrei Kabbalah even. But let's move on to another example. It just happened this year in Jerusalem. Purim Shechol B'Shabbos. Purim falls out. See, Purim can only, the way we have our calendar set up, only Purim can fall out on Shabbos. Not in America, North America. So therefore, this year, so what did we say? Well, just like when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, or on Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, so what did we say? No Megillah. So when did they read the Megillah? They read the Megillah on Friday with everybody else. So we see already that when there's a conflict, what? So why? Because they're afraid you're going to carry the Megillah. And therefore, violate Shabbos, so they switched it to Friday. So therefore, at first glance, that's what they're doing. We want to avoid Chilul Shabbos, so therefore we move the date to Thursday. The question is, I'm just raising it, but the question is meaning me, or more of an observation. I mean, do we actually change the date of Purim? I don't think so. Purim stays, let's say in Jerusalem, Purim stays on Shabbos. There's certain things. We move Kriyas HaMegillah, and perhaps as well Matanas Lev Yonah, which is something you can't do on Shabbos. So we move the different events that happen and we move it to another day. But you say Al HaNisim on Shabbos, and whatever reason, we push off Shalach Manas, perhaps. Maybe you do it both. But it's not that we're removing the day. We just move. So why not argue this? So if I said to the chief rabbi, okay, great, so let's move the barbecues, the airplane rides, Mount Herzl to Thursday, but let's assume you say Challah Yom HaAtzmaut, hypothetically. That's what the chief rabbi says to do. So therefore, keep Hallel for keep the religious experiences for Shabbos, and that's the precedent from Purim. So the chief rabbi is recognized that, but their shita apparently is that no, it's not going to work out, because what's going to happen? They'll say, wait a second, wait, you religious Jews are celebrating Yom HaAtzmaut on the 5th of Iyar, that's the date, and now you want us to pick a fake date, the 3rd? No, it's not. So either it's not going to be good that the secular celebrating one day. In fact, that's how Yom HaShoah came about, the actual date. The actual date is Chav Zayin Nisan, which actually was not done this year on Chav Zayin Nisan, because again, it was Chilul Shabbos. Chav Zayin Nisan would have been on Friday, so they moved it to Thursday because they have a big Yom HaShoah program. And if they did it Thursday night / Friday, it might go into Shabbos. So either way, but what happened was really the date they wanted to pick the date of the Warsaw Ghetto uprising. So if you look on the date, you know when the date of the Warsaw Ghetto uprising began? It was the 15th day of Nisan. You know what other day? You know what else is happening the 15th day of Nisan? You probably never heard of it, but it's called the holiday of Passover, Pesach, the first Seder. And therefore, imagine half the Jews are observing Yom HaShoah, and half the Jews are celebrating Pesach, it'd be a disaster. So therefore, everyone recognized they couldn't keep the date. They wanted the Warsaw Ghetto because of the Gvura. That represents, we're not going like sheep, you're fighting back. So therefore, they reached a compromise date. The Chav Zayin Nisan, nothing happened, meaning nothing more than any other date. Obviously, the Holocaust happened over many years. But it was in between, between Pesach and when Pesach was over until Yom HaAtzmaut. So it's kind of like to show a link between Yom HaShoah and Yom HaAtzmaut. So therefore, there's nothing happened on that day, but that's why they didn't want the secular and the religious to be observing on different days. So they picked the day, Chav Zayin. So that's how the day came about. So therefore, same thing here. They didn't want people sending the missiles up because they say, we're not going to fall for this. We want the real day, and they'll end up violating Shabbos. So the chief rabbi, that was their cheshbon, and I assume they're right. I have no reason not to. And hence, they changed the date completely. Or else, and in fact, that was a discussion. Should they, in fact, that was a debate, even Rav Shlomo, Rav Goran, who was the chief rabbinate, that I think they say at the time he agreed to it, but later in his life, he decided maybe we should go back to the 5th of Nisan, but even if it's on Saturday. But what's the issue? The issue is Yesh Lachkor. And what's Pshat? It's the 5th of Nisan. Is it the Pshat that, if it's because the miracle happened on the 5th in Nisan, even though whatever the miracle happened, but I guess they got, you know, they signed a declaration, whatever. But the Nais, is it because the Nais happened on the 5th of Iyar, and that's why it's a day, or no? It's because the rabbis instituted, let's celebrate on the 5th of Nisan. My nafkamina. If it's the 5th of Nisan, so like, how could you change it? If the Nais happened on the 5th of Nisan, if that's why we're celebrating, then changing the date doesn't help anyone. Like, what do you mean? You can't just... But if you're saying, because the rabbis instituted it, hey, mamru, hey, mamru. They picked the 5th of Nisan, they could change it, in a, you know, to a different date. So therefore, that was part of the dilemma, even in Israel. But the bottom line is that clearly the chief rabbinic does it, and they concluded, even though there was some debate on the issue. So the bottom line is, in Eretz Yisrael, I would, as far as I know, most celebrate it today on Gimel Iyar, even though Hey Iyar is not into Chazal. There might be some who are celebrating on Hey Iyar, even in Israel. I'm not sure. Yeah, Jeff.
You said Hey Mamru. Does that mean if the rabbis institute something, then rabbis later on can change it?
Yeah, that's basically, yeah, Hey Mamru, Hey Mamru. The rabbis said it, so the rabbis could change it.
Yes.
You know, whether we get into different, yeah, but in other words, or you could say, obviously, when the rabbis instituted the 5th of Nisan, that they, you know, even if they didn't, if they realized, it could be there was no problem then, but if they would, if they would realize if it's going to cause Chilul Shabbos, they wouldn't want, you know,
yes,
whatever the issue
they
is.
Agree to do it.
Yeah, so I'd say definitely the majority, if not all, celebrated today, not on the 5th of Iyar. Maybe there are some who do it, I don't know, because not everyone agreed to it. And that's what I'm pointing out. Even though in Eretz Yisrael it seems to be widely accepted, what about in Chutz Laaretz? What about outside the land of Israel? So again, most, I'd say the majority of people who celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut, they celebrate it whatever day Israel picks that year. It could be anywhere from the 3rd of Iyar to the 6th of Iyar, depending on the year. I'd say the majority, B'nai Akiva, whoever it may be, most of them go, well, if we're celebrating the Yunta because of the land of Israel, so whatever day they pick, that's what we go with. That's that seems to be the majority opinion. However, it's not absolute. The opinion of Rev Schechter and Rev Mordechai Willig, both YU Rebbeim and Rebbeim of mine, they feel in North America there's no reason to change the date, and you should observe the date on the 5th of Iyar. We don't have the only reason they change it in Israel because of what, it's a major celebration, it's a national holiday, it's July 4th, so therefore you have to deal, everyone agrees it's better to have it on Hey Iyar. We don't move it on Purim on Shabbos because we want to. We move it because we want to, we don't want it, based on the scenario, we move it. But if you don't have to move it, it's better. So therefore, why would we have to switch it in North America? We don't have those problems. We don't have the big celebrations. And Rav Schechter and Rav Willig both say you should celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut on the 5th of Iyar, regardless of when Israel celebrates. You ever come out, you know, most of the time would be on a different day, by the way, but therefore they claim that no. So in other words, if you're gonna say Hallel on Yom HaAtzmaut, then you should do it on Shabbos this year, not on, that would be the bait. Then, you know, then the irony is most people don't even realize that Shabbos will be Hey Iyar. So then the Shaila, let's say I pick one of the dates. The question is, do I ignore, so let's say most of the Kaiser observed Thursday. So should we ignore Shabbos completely, Hey Iyar, and not even recognize it's the date? So then, but Shabbos is a little different because we don't take Takun in any way. But, you know, do I say Hallel another day? You know, so I don't know. I'm not aware of people saying Hallel on 2 days. Usually they pick one. but doesn't mean you should ignore the, especially, definitely not, you shouldn't ignore its Hey Iyar. Maybe you could ignore its Gimel Iyar, but you certainly shouldn't be ignoring its Hey Iyar. Yeah, Jeff? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But this whole discussion is only on people who recognize its existence. Exactly. You have basically the different categories of people. I'm not making up, but that's what I think Gil's student brings down in one of his articles, or others bring it down. They put it into different. There's one category you have. The Rav Kook school, the messianic, you know, messianic Zionism, that's Rav Kook,
yes.
On one end of the scale. And then you have the other end of the scale, you have the Satmar Rebbe, you have the Shita of Satmar. I don't know if they're saying Slichus today or whatever the Shita is. They hold it's against Halacha to go to take over the state of Israel. And Rav Kook saying it's, you know, whatever, it's Chalta de Gula, whatever, it's, you know, it's messianic. So, both schools, Rav Nissen Alpert pointed out, my Rebbe in Talmud of Ramosha, he pointed out both schools of thought are not mainstream. They're both within the realm of Judaism. If you're a Satmar Chassid, you follow the Satmar Rebbe. And if you're Rav Kook Talmud, you follow Rav Kook. And then there's two other categories. There's the people, the non-Zionists. It's nothing like, they don't even recognize the day. You know, I'm not saying, it's true, in the Ezra's Torah, they do not recognize it. So I'm not saying, so from that sense, it's not, you know, it's people, it's a regular day. It's in,
like,
I don't, Gimel Iyar, it's like Bezi, yeah, it's a not, those people totally ignore it. They don't want to deal with the issue. And then you have, then you have another category who, let's say, we'll call them, the hopeful Zionist. I'm not a Navi. I don't know if it's Hizchalta de Gula or not. I'm hoping it is. I'm hoping this is it. But I'll have an open mind, and I have to see what happens. In fact, interesting, Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb, who was president of Yeshiva University, not just president, you know, he was he gave shiurim, and he was a prolific writer. But he himself, who was like the head, you know, one of the leaders of the centrist modern Orthodox, they asked him about saying they asked him about saying the tefillah for Medinas Yisrael about racist. He says he didn't say it himself. He says I can't say racist Michigoseno. How do I know? I'm not, you know. So maybe he modified it. Like, that's what they say in the name of Rav Moshe. He said, instead of saying it is, saying we hope it is. We hope it's going to be, we hope this is the Hizchalta de Gula. I don't know. So on the other hand, I think Rav Herschel Schachter actually says to say it, means say them, to say the tefillah for the Medina. So what's his shita? He's not a Messiah. He's not a Rav Kook Talmud. So, I mean, I've heard him say it in different contexts. I think this is his opinion because he thinks, in other words, maybe post 1967, he thinks you could start saying it. Like from 1948 to 67, who knows? But he felt all the Nisim that happened in 1967, and Yushalayim is a religious, Yom Yushalayim, so he thought that's the Raya. That it is the beginning. It is this Chalta de Gula, and therefore, you get into words on that. You know, everybody should be saying again. I'm just saying everybody. There are many who do not say the tefillah for Medinas, and I understand. You know, if you don't want to say it's Chalta de Gula, you could have other tefillahs. The point being, as I get to in a second, is in terms of the, yeah, you should you recognize it's a special day. We got back Eretz Yisrael. It's a sad scenario that people define you. Well, did I say how? Did I not say how? That's the wrong way. That's the pure. That's a halacha question. I could be the biggest Zionist, but I learned the sugya. My Rebbe says not to say halal, say it without a bracha. Or I could, you know, obviously you have to be someone who holds that the state, getting the state of Israel in 1948 was a good thing. Obviously, if you don't think it was a good thing, then obviously why would I say halal? I'm saying you have to have a certain hashkafa to think the, obviously if you're working with the Satmar Shita, then obviously the question is, do you say slichus or not, or do you say something else? There's no if, but if you assume that it was a good thing, which the truth was, originally I think the mainstream Haredim, originally they did say halal. I think in Tel's Yeshiva, Rav Gifter, other places, they did say it originally. Clearly that's not the movement now, but that's a separate, that's an interesting historical development. But the point being is, you could discuss, in other words, the point is you recognize it's a special day. Whether you're going to say halal or not, maybe you do, maybe you don't. Do I say a chatzi halal? Do I say a full halal with a bracha, without? So, you know, those are how, speak to your halakhic authority to what they feel the proper way of doing it. But you have to first recognize that the day's special. If you don't think it's special that we, you know, then you go, how far? Do I think it's chalta de gula? Do I think it's ikva de mashicha? Well, you know, then whatever. Those are different, speak to your halakhic or hashkafic, your different spiritual mentors, your rabbanim, and ask them, how should I view it? You know, then with it, there are many acceptable. You know, if you satmar, it's very acceptable. If you're a cook person, you should follow that. There's no, as always, there's not one. There's not one. You know, one sheet, and that's it. Of course, you know. Of course, we could say, at least to me, going to Iran and getting involved in a Holocaust denial and having them take pictures, whether they knew, you know, a certain group who claims to be, you know, the Turi character protecting us, is years ago they went and they got paid $1 million. And yes, to me it was a tremendous Chil Hashem and terrible. But, you know, even though they claimed they were, it was a Holocaust denial thing, and obviously they were using them for the pictures and that, even though they themselves said, well, I wasn't denying the Holocaust. But either way, the point being is, you know, we could discuss whether they're in the pale or not, but certainly don't confuse that with, you know, the Satmar Rebbe, the Satmar, he has a whole sefer on it, the Divrei Yoel, and that, I agree, it's a minority view, it's not my view. But I don't know if Rav Kook is my view either, it's not, but the fact is my view or not, I know today, in today's world, it's either my view or no view, but that's not the way it works. That's the whole point, is to learn to get along with people who have different views and perhaps mean halakhically acceptable views. And that's why perhaps some like to say, that's why Yom HaAtzmaut falls out in the middle of Sfiras HaOmer. We have to learn the mistake of the 24,000 students. Shelo Nogu Kavod Ze LaZeh. They didn't get along. They didn't accept it. It's my way or the highway. That's what the Netziv writes. That's what brought the Churban. Shelo Baruch Hu Bracha Tchila. My Torah is good. Your Torah, what are you? You don't know. You don't know how to learn. You know. So that's what we still have. We still have the same Achala today. And perhaps that's why Yom HaAtzmaut falls out in the middle of the sphere. We have to work on being recognizing their other views. And therefore, whether it's my view or not my view, really doesn't make a difference. You have to accept other valid halakhic views. And therefore, you know, and even within the Yom HaAtzmaut camp, you have many debates, what day it is, should I observe it? And then you have the non-Zionist, and you have the hopeful Zionist, and, you know, and those are the different different things, you know, that one has to, you know, one has to work out. Any questions? Yeah, to conclude, to quote the famous line for Rav Kook, is if Sinas Chinam brought about the destruction of the temple, so what's going to bring it back? Avas Chinam. You have to go to the other extreme. You have to love a Jew. Yeah. for the sake that, not that you agree with him, you love a Jew because he's a Jew, that's why I'm going to love him. And therefore, that's what, you know, we're still waiting, because we're still waiting for the rebuilding of the Bayis Shlishi.